بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره وقال تعالى من عمل صالحا فلنفسه صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, whoever does an atom's weight of a good deed, he will see it on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, our a'mal, good and bad, will be presented to us. And our a'mal will be weighed. Every single action we did, good and bad, everything we will see it. Another verse that I mentioned, whoever does any good action, it is for his own good, for his own benefit. In a lengthy hadith Qudsi, wherein Rasulullah mentioned, Allah Ta'ala says, and he mentioned the entire hadith, in the end Rasulullah Sallallahu says that إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُحْصِيهَا لَكُمْ. It is only your a'mal, your deeds that I record for you. ثُمَّ أُوَفِّيهَا إِيَّاكُمْ. Then I will give you the full reward for it. That is on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give you the full reward or the punishment for the bad deed a person has done. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. On the day of Qiyamah, whoever finds khair, good deeds on his account, he got reward, he should praise Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. Whoever finds other than that, in other words, he didn't do good deeds, bad deeds, sins are recorded for him, then he should not blame but himself. Many times we tend to regard good deeds as not so important or insignificant. Sometimes Shaitan tells us that look for big deeds, do big actions. Whereas there are so many actions which in our eyes may be small, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it is extremely meritorious. And every action and every good deed will count on the day of Qiyamah. It is only at the time of maut that a person will realize the value of a single good deed. One good deed. And Allah has mentioned in the Quran, the 28 Juz, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. At the time of mort, the man is in the throes of death, and now he expresses a desire. So, oh my Allah, give me a little bit more chance, a few more hours, a few more days to live, so that I came and give some sadaqah in your path, and I can be from the pious people. But this is not possible. Allah says, وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. At the time maut comes, no person is going to be given any respite whatsoever. Time, maut comes on time. So at that time, at maut, when it is too late, the person now desires to do at least one more good deed. Same thing on the day of Qiyamah. Especially those people who will be thrown in Jahannam, may Allah save us. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. There the person, Rabbi irji'uni, la'alli a'malu salihan fima taraktu kalla, innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha ila akhiri al-ayah. Rabbi irji'uni, oh Allah, send me back into the world, la'alli a'malu salihan, I could do one more good deed. I could do good deeds. I realize my mistake, a failed examination in the world. Ya Allah, give me another chance, let me go back. Kalla. Allah will say, never. Impossible. Too late. Whilst we have iman, Allah keep us with iman, Allah give us more with iman. Whilst we have life, whilst we have some type of strength and good health, be desirous of doing different deeds. Don't only look for some big deed. I'll go and do some big deed. This is the dhoka of shaitan. Even if it may be a small deed that you and I might not treat so important, that too we should do it. Rasulullah therefore mentioned in the hadith, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَرِيقًا. That do not disdain, do not look down, do not disregard any good action. Don't think it will be insignificant, trivial, petty, low, small. Even if it means that you are smiling at your Muslim brother, وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَرِيقٍ. You are meeting your brother with a smiling face, which costs you nothing. You're not spending any money to smile. You're not moving, you're not using much strength, just a few muscles in your face. Nothing, it's not hard to smile at your Muslim brother. Even that is regarded to be ma'ruf, a good deed. One good deed, just one good deed, can actually tip the scale on the day of Qiyamah. Amal await, hasanat and sayyat, if they're equal. Like in school, person wrote the exam. He just needs one more mark to pass. How he pleads to the teacher, please just give me one more mark. That one mark I can pass my entire exam. Just one mark. So one good deed can tip the scale on the day of Qiyamah. One good deed can make the means of entry for the person into Jannah, paradise. One small deed. Imagine giving a part of a date in sadaqah. Not a box of kadur. Not kilos. Just not even one full date. Half a date. Part of a date. Piece of a date. You broke a date into two pieces. You give that with ikhlas in charity. اتَّقُ النَّارَ وَلُوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ. Rasulullah says, save yourself from the fire of Jahannam by giving sadaqah, even though it may be part of a date, this part of a date that you've given, it will actually become a shield, a barrier for you from entering into Jahannam. See how important it is. And do not look down upon or disregard any good deed. A small deed, a small deed. Imagine a person just moved a branch from the pathway, from the road, because it was giving taklif to the passers-by, travelers. One branch of a tree, he moved it all aside. The reward for that, the person is the qallabu fil jannah. He was enjoying himself in Jannah. Due to one shajara, just one branch or piece of a tree that he moved, it was causing taklif to people. So we should be desirous of doing good deeds. A poor person came to you, you gave him some charity. It's for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody was in a forlorn condition, distress. Something was worrying him, worrying her. You spoke some kind words to the person. You lifted up that person's spirits. You made the person happy. Somebody was in some other problem, financial problem, you assisted the person. Whatever it may have been. You are fast asleep at night, and this person is knocking on the doors of Jannah to be opened for you, in making dua for you. Oh Allah, forgive that person. Oh Allah, help that person. Oh Allah, that man was so kind to me. Oh Allah, he removed this pain from me. Oh Allah, you shower your special blessings upon him. You are sleeping now. And that man is making dua to Allah to give you Jannah. Just on account of one good deed the person has done. There was a town, in a town, a person was building a masjid, and he wanted to build a masjid just by his own, in other words, his own money. And he didn't want anybody else to contribute. Allah Ta'ala had given him plentiful. He wanted to build one masjid for the sake of Allah. So the builders were told, the contractors were told, they don't take any donations from any person. Nonetheless, as they were building, there was an elderly woman who was being passed. She saw the masjid construction. So she gave one bucket for them to use, perhaps to use to put the cement there, whatever it was, and she went to it. Khair, the masjid was built. After it was built, this man, the man who built the masjid, he sees a dream. In the dream he sees two palaces, beautiful palaces. And he's shown one of them, that this is your palace because you built a masjid, a house for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dunya for the people, so Allah has given you this palace. And the other palace, it was said to him, it is for that elderly woman. And he woke up. He goes to the contractors, to the builders. They tell me, who else contributed towards this project? They say, nobody. But there was a woman, she gave a bucket, an empty bucket for us to use. And we made use of that bucket. Small deed like that, Allah also gives her a palace in Jannah. Imagine what we can do in this world. Shah Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatul Ali is mashhur, mentioned in the kitabs. Very great Muhaddis. Gave his life for the sake of ilm and khidmat of deen. And after he passed away, some person saw in a dream. This is a dream that a person saw. That this Shah Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatul Ali is given Jannah. He asked, how did it go? Allah is kind, Allah gave me Jannah. Was it on account of all the work you did? The dini khidmat, especially in the field of hadith. He says, no. One particular day I was sitting, I had my inkpot there. One fly came and sat on the edge of the bottle and began licking or sucking the ink. So I left it. I did not chase it away, thinking that this is the rizq of this little ant. It's busy enjoying itself. Why should I chase it away? On that particular small deed, which seems so insignificant, Allah gave him Jannah. So we do not know. Therefore, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Jalalabadi, he used to say, whenever a good thought or a thought of doing a good deed, thought of doing any good deed comes into your heart, then treat it as a guest, a mehman. And we know in Islam we are being commanded that you have a guest, you must honor the guest. So entertain the guest well. Honor this thought. This is an important thing coming from Allah Ta'ala. That this guest is mehman. In other words, this good thought, the thought you're getting of doing a good deed, follow it up with an action. Do the good deed. It is coming from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Do not just discard this thought that has come to you. Because you don't just chase away a mehman, a visitor. It is coming from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Somebody mentioned, you know, you have an iceberg. Probably we have seen some picture of an iceberg. If we haven't seen an iceberg in our life, picture we have seen of an iceberg. So, on the top, to the eye, it seems that the iceberg is very, very small. Superficially, it is very small. But in reality, underneath the surface of the water, it is intensely huge, massive. If you see the picture, you see underneath the water, the iceberg is big, very huge. But on top, it looks very small. So we think that action, so the person says, good actions are like icebergs. It seems sometimes it's very insignificant, small, nothing big. But in reality, it is very big in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many good actions we can do. In the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi mentioned various actions a person does. Kalimatun tayyibah, as I mentioned, one good word, a cheerful word, you told a person. You visited a sick person. All you did, you made dua and you told a person, Allah will give you a cure. Allah will give you shifa. You know what it means to the sick person? You have made him feel so good. That is a very meritorious deed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You give some sadaqah. You just read tasbih, subhanallah. It's a good deed. Various actions have been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, man afdalunas, who's the best of people? He said the person who has iman in Allah and strives in the path of Allah. Imanu billah and jihad. That's the best of amal. Yani, that is the best of actions. Iman billah and jihad. Then the person asked, ayyu riqabi afdal, which slave is the best to free, and what's the most meritorious, what's the reward of a person frees a slave, or which one he should free. Rasul said, anfasuha wa aktharuha thamanan, the one which is most precious to the master, and the one which is very expensive, You free that slave, it is very, very great, big, you get great reward for it. Then the person asks, if I'm unable to do all that. So Rasulullah said, that help a person, a craftsman, somebody like example, like a carpenter, you assist him. So by you helping a person in some work that he is doing, that is also a good deed. Or تَصْنَعُ لِأَخْرَقَ Or you assist a person who is unskillful. He doesn't have the skill. He does not know how to do something. You know how to do it. Allah has given you the capability. Allah has given you the knowledge. You do it for him. It's a very great deed. So our minds don't go to these things. Good deeds, there are so many good deeds a person can do day and night. So Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq of regarding every single deed, good and small, big and small, to be something very, very meritorious, rewarding, beneficial for us in dunya, qabr and akhirah. And therefore Rasulullah SAW said, بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ فِتَنًا كَقِطَعِ لَيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ That hasten with good deeds before trials and tribulations come upon you one after the other, like chunks of a very dark night. Person is traveling, just dark patches he sees, he's unable to see properly, difficult to drive. Like that, fitnas upon fitnas will come, trials and tribulations, difficulties. Before all that happens, when it is difficult then to do good deeds, do all the good deeds before these fitan come to you. Why? It will be such a time. يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا In the morning the man was a believer, but by the end, by the evening he'll be a kafir. You would have lost his iman. The fitna, the trials, the tribulations will be very severe. And sometimes in the evening he's a believer, but by the morning he'll be a disbeliever. Another hadith Rasul says, بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ سَبْعًا They do good deeds before seven things overtake you. هَلْ تَنْتَظِرُونَ إِلَىٰ فَقْرًا مُنْسِيًا Are you waiting for poverty that will make you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So whilst you have the means, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good, do good deeds, a'mal, a'mal, a'mal. Or are you waiting to become so rich that you make you transgressive and now you feel that I don't need to do this, I don't need to do that. I've got plenty money. A person then become proud, arrogant. He breaks the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't wish for that time in your life. Allah protect us. Are you waiting for some sickness that will come to you? That is a deadly disease and you are unable to do anything? Are you waiting for senility? Haraman mufannidan. Maradan mufsidan. Haraman mufannidan. Sickness, or you're waiting for old age, the person can't think properly, he becomes senile. Before all that happens, do good deeds. Or waiting, are you waiting for mort? Sudden death came, person is, khalas, the game is over, you can't do anything. Or are you waiting for Dajjal? فَشَرُّ غَائِبٍ يُنْتَظَرُ When Dajjal comes, it's difficult now to do, because the fitnas of Dajjal will be so severe. Before all this, do good deeds. Why are you waiting for Qiyamat? وَالسَّعَةُ أَدْهَى وَأَمَرُ It is calamitous, it is most bitter, sour, difficult. So Allah has given us tawfiq. Do not regard any deed to be insignificant. Do the good deed. Perhaps that one good deed you did in your life can be the means of your salvation in the Akhirah. We've heard the narration that comes in Bukhari Sharif and so many other kitabs, of a prostitute, a loose woman, and she gave a thirsty dog water to drink. Just gave the dog some water to drink. On that, Allah Ta'ala forgave her. Allah gave her Jannah. Allah has the right to do so. Allah appreciated the fact that this woman had mercy on a creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Look at that, one good deed, and the person is given Jannah. So when we do a good deed, Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi says, when you do a good deed, then throw it into the river, it'll come back to you when you are in the desert. You do a good deed, throw it into the river, it'll come back one day to you when you are in the desert. What does it mean? A person who does a good deed, He will not wait for any shabashi, any congratulations, any gratitude. Person appreciates, don't appreciate, regardless of that. You are doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't wait for any recognition. Do not wait for any recognition. You did the good deed, now you threw it in the river, it's over, finished. But there will be a time in your life when you are in the desert, meaning when you are in difficulty, you've got some problem. And on account of that one good deed that you did with sincerity and not for any recognition from people, Allah recognizes it, Allah appreciates it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then comes to your rescue. When you are in difficulty, Allah ta'ala then assists you. There's an incident in the hadith kitabs, very famous, and we have discussed this previously also. I will just give you the synopsis of this, to understand that you do a good deed and throw it into the river, and then it comes back one day to you when you are in the desert. There were three people who were traveling. It was night, they sought refuge in a cave, and suddenly a heavy boulder fell from above, and it shut the entrance of the cave, and they were trapped, unable to come out from there. It's a question of life and death now. Each one then supplicates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they made mention of some particular deed they did in their life with sincerity. And they did it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not do it for any other motive. And perhaps through this one good deed that I am making dua now, Allah will remove us from this difficulty. And the first person, he makes his supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah had abawani, shaykhani, kabirani, elderly parents. And it was his daily practice that he would go and chop some wood and come back home before the evening would fall. And then he would take some milk that he would milk from the goats or the cow, and he would go stand there and give it to his parents to drink. This was their night drink. Elderly parents, so he would give them first his parents to drink. And one particular day, he was looking for a suitable tree to chop, to get the wood, and it took him very long. He delayed in coming back. By the time he reached home, his parents were sound asleep, fast asleep. It was his habit that first I'll give my mother and my father, they come first in my life. The elderly, they need this food, they need this drink, this milk. So as his practice, he milks the goat and he stands there. And even though his children were making some noise and they were crying, obviously he had given them something else, so they had something and they put them off to sleep. But he stood the entire night. Ma will wake up just now, Abba will wake up just now, and I will pass on this milk to them. And they slept the whole night, he stood there. In the morning they woke up, and he then presented the milk to them and they drank. Oh Allah, if I did it only for you, then فَفْرُجْ عَنَّا مَا نَحْرُ فِيهِ. Oh Allah, remove us from what we are faced with. We are trapped in this cave, and the rock actually moved slightly. But still, they were unable to come out from there. And the second person, he supplicates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he recalls a time when he had a cousin of his, a female cousin, very, very beautiful, and he was so enchanted by her beauty, and she comes to him in need for assistance. There was drought, and she needed some money. She needed 120 dinars. Or she needed 100 dinars, and he gave her excess, another 120 dinars, as mentioned in some riwayat. On condition that she must satisfy his haram desires, she must make zina with him. She's in a very dire condition. She requires the money urgently. She's not happy with what the condition he has put forward. And just as he was about to make zina with her, all she sees, ittaqillah, fear Allah. And do not break my virginity except with it, right? In other words, if you really want to fulfill your desire, then marry me halal, proper nikah, but don't make zina. Ittaqillah. When he heard that, immediately he moved back. And he had made tawbah. Oh my Allah, if I did it only for your sake, then Allah remove us from this difficulty, and the rock actually moved a bit more. But still, they were still trapped, they could not come out. And the third person says, oh my Allah, I had workers, I paid them the due. There was one person who came, he He wasn't too happy, or he left his wages and he went away. So the person could have said, okay, he doesn't want to take his wages, that's his problem. He's being funny, he's being stubborn, that's his problem. But he didn't say that. So this person supplicates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I took that salary of that person, small amount, and then I invested that money in my own farm. And what happened after that? There were crops that came. And there were animals that, because of the investment, the little salary he put over some period of time. And then suddenly after years the man comes and he says that I want my ujrat. I want my salary. So this man says, see all that you see here? All these crops and all these animals, even these slaves, all belong to you. He says, are you mocking me? Are you joking with me? He says, Allah, I'm not joking with you. I invested all that. All that is yours. And this man takes everything and he goes away. Oh Allah, if I did it only for you, Allah, remove us from this difficulty. And then the rock moved and they were able to come out. So when you do a deed, throw it in the river, it comes back to you when you are in the desert. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to relish every single good deed, every opportunity we get. Let us do the good deed. Don't procrastinate. That comes from shaitan. Shaitan wants us to say, no man, I'll do it tomorrow. I'm still young. I can do it later. I'll do it next week. That next week never comes. He never wants to see us doing any good action. He will always put us off. Or he'll say, you're such a big gunahgar man. What are you going to give that thing? How is it going to help you? Leave it out. Just carry on with your life. It's not going to do any difference to you now. You're so impious, you're such a sinner. See what shaitan does. Or he tells you, no man, that's such a small thing. Do some big thing. Build a big masjid. Don't worry about the small action that you make, small deed. This comes from shaitan. So my respected brothers and elders, my sisters, mothers and sisters at home, Allah Ta'ala give me also, give all of you the tawfiq of doing amal salih. In the lives of Sahaba, they didn't just do good deed, but they hastened towards good deed. And this is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. And I mentioned this before also. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ مُسَارَعَ وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلِتَنَافَسٍ مُتَنَافِسُونَ سَابِقُوا. These are the words. Allah says, hurry, rush, move quickly towards good deed, doing good deeds. As I said, on the day of Qiyamah, who finds good deeds on his account, he'll praise Allah Ta'ala, he'll be happy because he's successful. But you find something else, you don't find good deeds written in your record, then we cannot blame but ourselves. Allah protect us. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.